So, Om Shanti again. We'd like to welcome Brother Charlie, who is the National Coordinator and Director of Brahma Kumaris Australia. Many years ago, he started studying architecture, which is really the inner and the outer workings of buildings. And after having done extensive touring through the world, through the various religions, he happened upon the Raja Yoga course. So from 1975, which is 45 years ago, correct? The brother has become an internationally recognized speaker, teacher, and retreat leader. So we welcome Brother Charlie with one hand on the topic of stepping into your spiritual power.
Om Shanti. It's really nice for me to be in this gathering because I've been down the road in Manmohini for the last week or so in the NCCC. So it's really lovely to meet all the family here in Shantivan. I've been a part of the RC group for 34 years now. Even when Colin said just then, I've been a BK for 45 years, I even sounds a long time to me. But in recent years, the RC group includes Bridge Moenbhai. And in one of our meetings last year, one of the elder sisters said to Bridge Moenbhai, Bridge Moenbhai, what is happening? What is happening? Avyak Bap Dada, after 82 years, isn't coming anymore. We have how many daddies left? 4 daddies left. When I started, there was daddies everywhere. And as we know, they're not very well. The average age of the daddies is about 100 years old. There's not so many seniors around. It's different. The Brahman world is different. So she said, what is happening? And his answer was, they've been asking that question since 1936. You know, there's been so much change in this organization. But the one thing that's constant is Shiv Baba. This is Shiv Baba's yagya, and it's Shiv Baba who till this day is the one who's directing his creation. But the way I see it is that we're in a time, and each time has its own, shall we say, scenario, and I need to respond in the right way and make the appropriate effort. Because at this time, all the things, all the supports are going. Whether it's in the Lokic world or even the Alokic world. You know, Baba's not coming, the daddies aren't there, not so many seniors. So many of the supports which maybe gave me some stability are leaving. And so I have to step into my own power. And one of the things I've always loved in, you know, Baba's wisdom is the phrase, there's benefit in everything. Do you agree? Even the situations where it seems there's absolutely no benefit. But to me, the benefit is that all the supports are going because ultimately in this life, I have to stand with Baba. I came alone, I came with nothing. Eventually, I have to go back with just one Baba in my heart. This is the destination. And to me, the drama is calling all of us to really step into my spiritual power, step into my spiritual strength, because We can see the world around us is becoming incredibly unstable and incredibly turbulent. And what is spiritual power? You know, power is a loaded word. In the world, power is force, domination, control, all these sorts of things. But in Baba's world, power is to put a full stop in a second. Is it easy to do that? How much spiritual power do you need? There's a problem, a bad behavior. Can I put a full stop to the overthinking? That is the ultimate spiritual power. To maintain benevolent feelings for others, even if their behavior is not appropriate, that is spiritual power. To be able to forgive people and move on, that is spiritual power. To remain stable and unshakable, even when things around me are shaking, that is spiritual power. And I think after all our years as BKs, because many of us sitting here, we're long-term BKs, how much power have I accumulated? How much inner strength? How much resilience? Because this is what will sustain me in the current, you know, the coming scenes of the drama as our world goes into some upheaval. And sometimes I ask myself the question, of all these years, how much yoga power have I collected? To me, yoga power is the power of pure thought. The most powerful thing is a thought, a loving thought for the one who's incorporeal, egoless and viceless. There's no greater power than that thought. How much of those thoughts have I accumulated in me? And also, how much do I use that power to change myself, to transform the atmosphere, to support others, and even in service as well? So why is it so important? Because in my observation, today it's the only power that works. There's so many challenges in life today, is that true? So many obstacles, so many difficult situations, so many disturbed people. If a problem happens, a situation comes, and I just have, you know, a tsunami of overthinking, I lose all my power. How do I respond when problems come? This is the sign whether I just love Baba and have faith in Baba or whether I've really become powerful. Is when a really difficult situation comes in front, does my mind go into overdrive, thinking, worrying, imagining the outcome? Or do I apply the power of yoga? Because it's the power of yoga, this elevated power of pure thought, clean thought, elevated thought, that transforms atmospheres, that clears accounts, that removes blockages, that solves problems. And this is really the power I feel that is going to sustain us individually and collectively as a family. And I often mention there's many wonderful stories in the yajna of how the power of yoga has transformed things. You know, once I was sitting, I think it was in Om Shanti Bhavan, we were meeting Baba, a group of us, and we were sitting in front of Baba, just like here, and Baba finished talking and he said, "Anyone have any questions?" No one asked anything, so I went. And I said, "Baba, what sort of service should I be doing?" I was sitting just about here, and Baba looked at me, and he said, "I've already told you." So I went, And then Baba said, "In foreign countries, just create a powerful atmosphere." And honestly, when we collectively have these elevated thoughts, people who come in, excuse my throat at the moment, they're influenced by those elevated thoughts. You know, one image I've had recently is we live in a world with 7.5 billion human souls. Each one's pumping out thoughts into the atmosphere. And often the thoughts are anxious, depressed, confused, fearful. So it's like we live in this thought soup. Do you sometimes feel you're in this incredible thought soup? And it's like you drink in this thought soup. But if we create a different thought soup, it really influences other people. And you know, once many years ago, there was a situation in the 1980s. We had an exhibition in Delhi. And it was the first time that all the zones from India had come to build a stand. It was like a national exhibition at the Red Fort, which is one of India's iconic places. And the night before we were to open, the Prime Minister's office rang, Indira Gandhi, at that time, and said, the President of Russia is coming, Leonid Brezhnev. I know some Russians are here. And you have to take down your exhibition. And you know what Dadiji did? She rang all the centers in India. And her instruction, stay up all night in yoga. And so all over India, the sisters and brothers sat in yoga, sending their vibrations. The next morning, Indira Gandhi's office rang and said, don't worry, keep your exhibition. We've got another plan. Now, we don't know whether it was just they did, but the power of elevated thoughts shift things and change things. Once in the zone I'm in, which is the Asia-Pacific zone, there was a center that was having problems, differences between the family. And it was the time of snail mail, letter writing. They wrote a letter to Madhuban saying we're having a problem. And the people in the center told me one weekend, a few weeks later, the problem lifted, the problem changed. And then they got a letter from Madhuban. And the letter said that the brothers in the kitchen, you know, sat all weekend in yoga sending light to that center. And that was the weekend that the dynamics in the family shifted. I think we can't underestimate the influence of a pure mind, a powerful mind, because this is what's going to work in the future for my self-transformation, for clearing accounts with other souls, and even for Baba's service to really move forward. And I think there's a few questions I need to ask myself. The first is, who is powerful in my life? Who is powerful in my life? Is it other people's opinions? They can be extremely influential. When you meet somebody who's very strong in their view, we can be influenced. Is it my emotions? You know how in a split second a feeling can come inside, a feeling of being hurt or upset. They're very powerful. Is it my karmic story? How powerful is my karmic story? To me, that's the energy. You know when you want to go from A to B, I want to do something, but you start on the journey and you end up way over at X, Y, or Z. You know, something comes in between that influences me. Is it situations or is it Baba? Know who is powerful in my life? Because if it's not Baba, what happens is I'm a Brahman, I love Baba, but every so often my head goes into a spin, into a so much upheaval. And in that time, I lose my inner strength. I lose my inner power. And I remember once Baba meeting one of the Australian brothers, an older brother, and he gave him drishti, then Baba said, sit at Amrit Vela with a plain intellect. And what Baba meant was just have no agenda, no processing, just sit in front of Baba so that Baba can influence. And that really touched me, and I've often tried to do that, to really allow Baba to influence me, because often I feel we're constantly processing my feelings, processing my life, processing my story. Sometimes I imagine Baba comes at Amrit Vela and we're all sitting there and Baba, you know, says, "Good morning, child," and we're sitting there, you know, thinking, processing what so-and-so said, how I feel. And Baba says, "Oh, you're busy, I'll go on to the next one." You know, it's like we're so absorbed in my story, in myself, that I can't really take power from Baba. And it's almost like I have to prepare myself to really be present with Baba so I can absorb that spiritual strength. You know, Daddy Gauzin once said, "For spiritual power, live within the Mariadas of the mind." And the Mariadas of the mind are to churn knowledge, have good wishes and pure feelings, give respect, remember Baba, etc. You know, this is how Baba has taught us to use our thoughts and accumulate power. Because when I step out of those Mariadas, step across the line, I lose my power. Because the second question is to ask my heart genuinely, what fills me with power and what drains me of power? You know, once Baba said, "You people..." You know, I like it when Baba says, "You people, you sit in meditation, you fill with power, the yoga bhati finishes, you open your mouth and it all drains out again." Who's had that experience? And you know what we do? We fill with power, drain of power, fill with power, drain of power. And after many years, sometimes we say, "Baba, I've been your child, but I don't feel that much stronger. Because my subtle karmas, my subtle actions weaken me. And I don't even realize what is weakening me." Because there's this incredibly deep relationship between waste and power. And the law says the more waste, the less power I have spiritually. And that's why the more you remain attentive to keep your mind within the Mariadas of what Baba has said to think about. You know, and I've observed that the Daddy Jenkis, the ones who keep their mind constantly engaged with Gyan, are just constantly getting stronger and stronger and more powerful. The third question, I feel, who can give me power? Who can make me powerful? There is only one source of power, and that is Shiv Baba. The only place I can really absorb inner strength and become powerful is from Baba. And when I started my Brahman journey, you know, when I was new, I remember I went to Madhuban second or third time. I was in London in those days. And when I left, Daddy Jenki said to me, "Well, you have become a little bit more peaceful and loving. Now become powerful," she said. And to be honest, you know, things would influence me, things would upset me, things would affect me, you know? You know how we're all here, we love Baba, we have faith, but we're still very vulnerable to external influences, especially other people, their attitudes, their behaviors, and their actions. And so I was Baba's child, and yet would fluctuate depending on, you know, we're like a puppet dancing to the tune of personalities and situations around. And often I used to think, excuse me, how can I really become stronger, genuinely step into my spiritual power? And then in 1982, Baba spoke a series of mulis. As I'm aware, the only time in the history of the yajna that Baba spoke on one subject, he spoke seven mulis. which I think most of you know. They're a famous set. They're called the Renunciation Mollys. And to be honest, suddenly I really understood what is Raja Yoga and how I become weak, how I've become weak, and how I can become absolutely powerful. At the beginning of the cycle, the soul was in complete spiritual power. By the end of the cycle, absolutely vulnerable, influence affected by everything. How can I go back to that place? And the Renunciation Mollys are amazing. Who's read them? Wow, not so many. Because it's almost like a blueprint of stepping into your spiritual power. And actually, there's two things that we need when we start our Brahman journey. Renunciation and surrender. Renunciation is of the rubbish. All of us, you know, the negativity, the body consciousness, the ego. But surrender is of the things of value. My skills, my talents, my wealth, etc. I'm asking forgiveness for my throat, so I hope it's okay. So, those two things, renunciation and surrender. And you know, I've observed sometimes that some souls come and recognize Baba. Instantly, this is Baba, this is where I belong, this is my truth, and I surrender straight away. I start to cooperate at the center, I even give money, I give support, I give time, I give energy. But surrender I can do it, renunciation takes time. And sometimes if I'm not successful in getting rid of my rubbish, my impurity, my negativity, sometimes then the soul wants to take back what it has surrendered. Because Baba says when there's renunciation plus surrender, it equals becoming a trustee. And this is Baba's method for spiritual progress. Why? Because I use everything without attachment. And what does that mean? That means that if I have renunciation, surrender, when I go to remember Baba, I'm not pulled by the rubbish, because I've renounced it, and I'm not pulled by the things of value. So I'm setting a platform to have that deep link with Baba. Many Brahmins want that deep link with Baba, but we sit down and my mind goes here, my mind goes there, my mind goes everywhere. Who's experienced that? I know everyone's experienced that, including me. Why? Because I haven't done the initial work of renunciation and surrender to really establish a platform to have a constant and deep link with Shiv Baba, which is why we're all here. That's what we want. And once Baba said, it's renunciation that creates fortune. It's renunciation that helps you take your power back once again. And Baba said renunciation is letting go the consciousness of my, and your rights to those things have finished forever. And you know, the image I have is when I came at the beginning of the Golden Age. Just imagine yourself coming down from Paramdham into your deity body. No consciousness of I or my, zero. What have I collected throughout the cycle? The more I became insecure, I lost my self-respect, I built up this support system to make me feel secure. My relatives, my role, my job, I am this. And by the end of the cycle, the soul has this whole spider web of I and my. On the one hand, it makes me feel secure temporarily, but on the other hand, it's the thing that holds me down and makes me weak. And so in a sense, what I've collected, all the I and my, to take back my power, I have to let it go, let it go. As Baba said, you can only do that when you say, my Baba. The more I really feel that relationship, I can let go. I'm a believer that you can't conquer attachment. I believe you can only replace it. And only when you feel so secure, but the relationship with Baba is so real, he's really the lover of the soul, will you start to let go this spider web and free yourself to step back into really an inner strength, a resilience to face all the situations which we have to face in life at the moment. And I remember that Baba said three steps of renunciation, and they're like steps towards back into my spiritual power. And we listen to them every day. The first is to renounce the consciousness of my body. And Baba said, just as sannyasis renounce their home, a Brahman renounces the body and is never attracted to it once again. I live in it, but I'm not attracted. And Baba said, the attitude of a renunciate. And this is how Baba's giving us a method to start building my power. I'm just a guest in this body. And even he used the example of Daddy Gulzar. Daddy Gulzar just feels that she's holding this body in trust for Shiv Baba to use it. And then Baba said, when you have this consciousness, you break body consciousness and you become soul conscious. And dependence begins to go and you change from a slave into a master. At the moment I'm a slave to this and I'm taking my power back as the master to become the authority. And Baba said, what is the sign of a slave? What is the sign I'm still a slave to my body? I still have that weakness. There's always some sorrow on the face. And Baba said, the slave is upset about one thing one day, and they get over that, but tomorrow they get upset about something else. They're always getting upset about something happening. Baba said, the sign of a master is they're always cheerful. You know, the scenes of drama come, the scenes of drama go, but the soul remains really cheerful. And so really Baba was saying, okay, how can I tell I've really become soul conscious? This is our study. This is our study at this university. Baba said, no difficulty, no individual, no object, no situation makes me come down from my self-respect. No individual, situation, object means that my self-respect changes. So, you know how when we come to Baba, it's people and external things that keep making me feel different about how I am. But as I take my power back, I have that self-respect that the external world's not controlling me. This is really the sign of the first step of renunciation, which is the first step really back into my spiritual power. And I honestly feel, and I often share, that I think, you know, most of us are very superficial in our soul conscious practice. You know, the first 14 years of the Yajna was like a laboratory of this deep research into soul consciousness. And that's why the daddies have a different vibration. You know, have you noticed? There's a different vibration, a different feeling. There's a real purity. Because they've really let go of that body consciousness. And I myself have done so many experiments over many years to try and fathom the depth of soul consciousness. The second step of renunciation back to regaining my spiritual power is renunciation of the sense organs. And the example that Baba gave, he said, you know, when a mouse comes, a cat chases it away. When a cat comes, the dog chases it away. And when the dog comes, what chases away the dog? Baba said, a lion. Thank you so much. I'm afraid it doesn't. It doesn't help me much, unfortunately. But thank you so much. What Baba was meaning is the mouth is the eyes. I'm deceived by my eyes. That goes, and I'm deceived by my ears. And what does that mean, really? It means that I hear a comment, I hear a criticism. I allow it through my ears, and it drives my thinking. It changes my mood. So my senses are dominating how I think and feel. I look through my eyes, I see some injustice, I see a bad behavior. I let it in my eyes, think. It disturbs my thinking, distorts my thinking. So the sense organs are controlling how I feel, rather than the soul being the master. And Baba said, the sign of the soul who's renounced the consciousness of the sense organs is that really they are never deceived or influenced. And, you know, to me, a great thing of spiritual power comes from purity. Purity or impurity is all about influence. When anything influences me, I would say it's my impurity that's reacting. And when the soul becomes really clean and pure, I can live in this world no matter what behaviors. I don't absorb them so that they change the feeling in my mind. I'm the master of this area, this sacred space of my mind. And then Baba talked about the third step. And the third step was renunciation of the consciousness of bodily relationships. And, you know, even only after 45 years, in the last few years, I've been hearing the Mauli in a different way, the way Baba emphasizes. And I would say, if you really want to reach that elevated stage, this is absolutely key. And to really step back into that powerful state where I feel stable, unshakable, uninfluenced. And Baba said in this area it's to be a conqueror of attachment. And then Baba was so interesting. He said attachment appears in two forms, attraction and repulsion, hate, dislike. And Baba was even saying that when you have repulsion, when you don't like somebody, when you reject somebody, even when you sit in meditation, you are having thoughts, they're like this, they've done this. This is actually the flip side of attachment, is a royal form of selfishness. It's selfishness. Why? Because they don't behave in the way I like. I want you to behave in a certain way. I want you to behave according to my rules and my system. And if you behave outside that, I reject. Because we live in a world where there's all different types of behavior. So on the one hand, the more attachment, sometimes we're very attracted and dependent. And on the other hand, we hate, we reject, and we dislike both sides. And when there's attraction, Baba said, we bow down and we come under the influence. And Baba said, how can you tell sometimes where your heart is really attached? And Baba gave a really interesting little touchstone. When you have a problem, a real problem, instant at that second, where does your mind go? Does it go to a human being or does it go to Baba? Because Baba is really taking us to this higher stage, because I would say that ultimately the seed of all spiritual power is to have all relationships with one Baba. And I've observed that the Brahmins who really develop this, not through force, but naturally, they just fall so deeply in love with Baba that they are the ones who really, you know, I would say step back into spiritual power. But what often happens is that we love Baba. We're all here because we love Baba. We all have a relationship with Baba. But when I have a dependent human relationship, what happens is that each time my intellect goes there, it connects with my body conscious sanskaras and it sustains my impurity. And this is why sometimes we feel, Baba, I've made effort for so many years, but I haven't really progressed, because sometimes I remember Baba and I plug into Baba, then I plug into a human relationship. I give life back to my impurity. I'm sustaining my old story. I'm sustaining my old sanskaras. And so that's why it's like 2 steps forward, 1 3/4 steps back. You don't really feel I'm stepping right into the stage that Baba often talks about. And then in this one too, Baba said, talking about becoming the conqueror of attachment, sometimes some of Baba's children, they give support to somebody and they take support. And innocently, they develop a little karmic account with another BK. It's not gross, but I take support of a particular person. And Baba said that when we do, that person becomes my focus rather than Baba. And without realizing that we've come here to get rid of my karmic accounts, let my karmic accounts go, I'm actually recreating or increasing my karmic accounts. And so Baba was really talking about these 3 steps, which is really the renunciation of the consciousness of the body, renunciation of the consciousness of the sense organs, renunciation of the consciousness of bodily relationships, as like a formula for the soul to step back into that beautiful place where you feel really nothing can shake you. Nothing's really going to disturb you. And it's such a place of self-respect as well. And then Baba talked about 3 types of renunciates. Renunciates, great renunciates, and the greatest renunciates. And Baba said the renunciates are the ones who let go the household, the Lokic household, which we've all done. That's why we're here. But Baba said still, we've let go that, but we can still battle and fluctuate. Then Baba said the 2nd type of renunciates, let go the household of the body. And what he was really saying there was that we have let go a certain amount of body consciousness. We're stable, we're yogi, we're gyani, and, you know, we are doing a lot of service. But Baba said a really subtle thing. We've let go the iron chains of body consciousness, but we're still in the golden chains of service. And those golden chains are like the thoughts that I'm a good yogi, everyone likes my teachings, you know? So Baba said, yes, you've renounced a lot, you've let go a lot, but this little, even more refined ego of my own part in the drama. The greatest renunciates, Baba said, are the ones who absolutely are in love with Baba, just feel they're an instrument. And it really helped me when I read this, I sort of saw the steps. Not only the steps to spiritual power, but you know, Baba gave signs to see, like a mirror, where have I really reached? Where have I really reached on this journey? Because why I think it's so important, because when we do this work, we will have the quality of meditation we all want. I think a lot of Baba's children, we hear, Baba says, children, remember me and you'll sparkle and radiate and all your power will come back. And we love that image, just I, the soul absorbed in Baba. But when we go to remember Baba, the mind's pulled here, the mind's pulled there, all these things come. Why? Because the first step of renunciation. And Baba often talks about the three steps, tyag, tapasya, seva. Tyag is like renunciation. And when you have that renunciation, tapasya is a deep fire of yoga, a quality of yoga where I can focus and I feel transformation. I feel the quality of connection that is moving me and changing me. And recently, and I was just mentioning meeting a few groups this time, you know, when I move around and talk to people, I'm not using the word meditation anymore. You know, I find even for some of Baba's children, if we say, let's meditate, it just seems too hard, too many thoughts, too many unprocessed feelings, you know, so I sit there, but where does, if I'm absolutely honest, what happens in half an hour of meditation? Do I travel back to my country? Do I go home? Do I go over to the dining hall wondering what's on the menu? Do I come back here? You know, honestly, what happens when I sit to meditate? And what we had a discussion about this in Australia, that Baba never uses the word meditation. He only uses the word remembrance. And you know, remembering is the most natural thing for the human soul. Because the intellect at every millisecond of life is remembering. It's what the intellect does. The intellect remembers what you said, remembers what I did, remembers what I have to do, remembers a scene, you know, it's always remembering. And when I remember, what am I doing? I'm connecting. So the subtle thread of your intellect connects to the person, connects to the situation, connects to the memory. It's instant. It takes no time. So when you connect, the first thing is you connect. The second, you are influenced by what you connect to. And when you're influenced, you instantly have a feeling in your mind. So if you're sitting here and you're remembering someone you love, someone you're close to, you remember, you're connecting, you're influenced by that love, you feel very relaxed and calm. But if you're sitting here and you remember a problematic relationship, a conflict, something not going well, the instant the subtle thread touches, connects, you're influenced by discomfort, peacelessness, hurt, some negative emotion, and that feeling comes inside. What is our study really? Our study is, Baba tells us time and time again, children, remember the one who's incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. As I do, what do I become? I become incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. And as soon as you remember Baba, you are influenced by him, and that becomes, it's like you live stream Baba into the sacred space of your mind. And really, I think this is the absolute key to spiritual power. Tapasya isn't this, it almost like you sort of really forcing yourself to, you know, it's actually such a subtle thing. It's really going about your life, observing what am I remembering. And I feel, ask yourself one question, if I'm not happy, if I'm not feeling good, there's only one answer. What am I remembering? Literally. And you will notice you're remembering a past scene, you're remembering a problem, you're remembering an anxiety in the future, something you feel you can't face. Our whole study is to remember the one who will always influence me positively. But to do that, Baba said, first have renunciation. And then it frees me so I can remember Baba more. It's so subtle. My observation is you can plug into many things at the same time. The subtle thread of the intellect is amazing. It's plugging, plugging. And depending what I plug into, that's the vibration in my mind. If I plug into Baba, highest vibration. If I plug into human beings, low vibration, low feeling, empty feeling. If I plug into my past and my mistakes, the lowest vibration. This education is to plug in to the one who has all spiritual power. And that power is so subtle. It's the power of love. It's the power of purity. It's the power of peace. It's like Baba saying, children, to remember is absolutely natural. Just remember me. It's nothing, like if you say meditation, it might feel too hard. But when you just say remember, it's the most natural thing in the human soul. And so this really is tapasya. I've been really literally trying to increase the amount of remembrance in my life. My thought in recent months, God the Supreme, the one soul who eternally retains truth, absolute truth, his main instruction to all of us is, children, forget the body and bodily relations and remember me alone. That is the highest truth that God gives. And so that's what I want to do, is increase. And what I, in the Sakamulis recently, a few times Baba said, children, create a habit of remembrance. In psychology, they say if you do something 20 times, it becomes a habit. I think if you do this 20,000 times, it'll become a habit. And I really believe if you make a decision, Baba, I'm going to pay such attention, that in all those moments, like when we walk to dinner, when I do all the little things in life, rather than my mind just processing, thinking what so-and-so said, what I have to do, planning, go to Baba, go to Baba, go to Baba. They're drops of power. It's like you're filling the power back in the soul. You're getting strong once again. Because sometimes I think we take power from each other. When, the family's good and everything, I'm good. But if things don't go so well, and it does happen, I'm not so good. I'm vulnerable to external things. Baba wants us to make us independent to external things. And this is why the first thing Baba says is, tapasya, renounce those three things. First thing is renunciation, renounce. Secondly is tapasya, the thread of the intellect with one. And the third, seva. Because when the thread is really with Baba and you're downloading Baba's vibrations in your mind will put those vibrations through your eyes, through your face, through your behavior. You actually don't have to do or say anything. And this is what I really love, because it's absolutely natural service. It's being. All you're doing is being a beautiful, loving, elevated human being. And that is the real service that the world wants to see. It's the natural result when I have renunciation, I have deep meditation, I serve through spiritual power. And what that really means is that I don't have to say much. I come into a room and my vibrations uplift people. That was absolutely my experience with Daddy Prakashmani. She was so light in herself. Her presence would just make you feel light. Apparently Brahma Baba was amazing like that. People just felt, he had an aura because of renunciation and remembrance, the mind was filled with this purity of thought, and that is like the perfume that colors the atmosphere. This is really the service that Baba really wants. And to me, this is powerful service, and this is the service of the end times, the final scenes of the drama, the angels, the service of the angels. But where does it begin? It begins with the tapasya. You know, it begins with renunciation. And I think it's really good to reflect. You know, actually, renunciation isn't scary at all. Who feels renunciation scary? No one's admitting it anyway. Because it's actually just letting go the rubbish you've collected. It's as simple as that. I mean, probably it does take more effort than just doing that, but, you know, and really, the more we follow Baba's methodology, I become powerful. And the more I'm powerful, I'm stable. And the more I'm stable, life becomes much easier. So I'm going to stop there, and if anyone would like to ask a question or make a comment, very happy. If anyone would like to, most welcome. I don't know if we've got a spare microphone or something. Please feel free.
Om Shanti. Brother, you chose something that was very important, not to conquer attachment. So what is a method to replace attachment?
You know, it's to make Baba so lovable. To make Baba so lovable, you're so attracted to Baba, you're pulled naturally beyond influence. And you know, I often think all Brahmins say, I love Baba. But how can I really tell someone has a deep love for God? They are naturally detached. They've got so much love, they're pulled beyond a lot of influences. Now that detachment means they're still loving, close, concerned, involved. But the scenes of drama come and they're not influenced by the scenes of drama. So in a way, when you replace with Baba, it's a natural way of letting go. If I don't replace with Baba, sometimes we think I must be detached, but I feel afraid. Because why do we hold on? Because they've given me temporary security. And I will keep holding them until I get something better. It's like a little child. A little child has a toy, and if you take the toy away, they'll scream and yell. But if you give them a better toy, they forget that toy in 1 second, you know? They will let it go. And I really do think that, yeah, the more we really... And how do I do that? I think we really have to understand how lovely Baba is. It's not just enough to have faith that God is the ocean of love and peace. I mean, who is Baba? What's his personality? Why is he so attractive? Because natural. I fall in love with Baba, that's natural. And the more you fall in love, you remember Baba, that's natural. And when you remember Baba, you change naturally. It's a natural process, actually. It's not about force and pain and suffering and... You know, there's no doubt all of us have to face our sanskaras at different points, but love is the key to this beginning, this process of natural change, natural transformation, naturally letting go all the dependence. I really have that thought. I came with nothing, and in a few years we're going to go back to Paramdham, and I would love to go back having settled all the accounts that I've collected. And you know, I don't know, have you had the experience that as you start to let go certain things and depend. You feel free. You feel really free. And you know, the thing that makes dependence makes you feel so controlled, heavy. I often think if you wake up in the morning and you just feel heavy, a bit, yeah, you know, unenthusiastic, just weighed down, it's because all the subtle threads of the spider web of dependence and insecurity holds me down. The more I let go, the soul really flies. But I don't think you can do it until you get such a connection with Baba, you feel secure to start dismantling this whole network of dependence that I've built up.
Any further questions? So maybe we would ask, if you're feeling up to it, brother, to lead us through the meditation for next half an hour.